USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky denounced what he called Russia's attempt to eliminate the whole nation, calling for help and announcing, quote, "This is genocide," end quote. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz demands the Red Cross be allowed in to document the atrocities.
We must relentlessly investigate these crimes committed by the Russian armed forces. I demand that international organizations, such as the International Committee of the Red Cross, be given access to these areas to document the atrocities.
Russian officials deny any wrongdoing. Hong Kong's chief executive Carrie Lam said Monday, after 42 years in politics, she will not seek a second term. Lam presided over a period in which Beijing firmly established control over the former British colony that was returned to China in 1997. Her successor will be picked in May, and the city's security chief, John Lee, is an early favorite. USA Radio News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-272-1955. That's 1-800-272-1955. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-272-1955.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Scoring a big hit in the 70s and later becoming a politician, America has lost one of her icons.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June.
70s country pop artist C.W. McCall has died. McCall scored a massive number one in 1975 with Convoy, which took advantage of the CB craze of the 70s and inspired the 1978 film Convoy, starring Kris Kristofferson. And went on to become the mayor of Ouray, Colorado in 1986. McCall, who had been in hospice care since February, was 93. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
Viktor Orban claimed victory in Hungary's general election on Sunday as his Fidesz party appeared on track to deliver the prime minister a fourth consecutive term. Quote, "We won a victory so big that you can see it from the moon, and you can certainly see it from Brussels," end quote. Orban said in a speech in front of the Danube River on election night. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
President Biden continues to blame President Putin for the high energy costs in America. Thursday, Biden announced he will be releasing 1 million barrels of oil per day to help offset the price of gas. Senator Dan Sullivan, the Republican from Alaska on Newsmax Sunday, called the move as we approach the midterm elections nothing more than political window dressing.
Well, look, Joe Biden, he set the fire, and now he's calling in the fire department. What do I mean by that? From day one, his administration has been focused on shutting down the production of American energy, on limiting and killing energy infrastructure, and on going to our financial institutions saying, don't invest in American energy. Mm-hmm. Well, the predictable result has been much higher prices, people losing their jobs in the energy sector, and empowering dictators like Putin. Pure political window dressing. It's not going to get at the basic elements of what he's doing, which is limiting production and making energy more costly for Americans.
The country of Lithuania says it's cut itself off entirely of gas imports from Russia, becoming the first of European Union's 27 nations using Russian gas to break its energy dependence from Moscow. In 2015, nearly 100% of Lithuania's gas came from Russia, but the situation has changed drastically over the past years after the country built an offshore liquid natural gas import terminal, launched in 2014 in the port city of Klaipėda. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.